Hello again, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello again, Shalina.
Hi, Chirag. How are you?
I'm good. How does it feel to feel like switch back the roles this week?
Fine. Yeah. I'm not very good at the intro thing. I don't know how I'm not good, but I'm not good. It takes me a lot of takes. It'd be like the clip with a clap award.
Yeah.
Take one. Take two.
Yeah, it does. I've noticed it happens sometimes where, like, when you're with guests, because then you do the intros. Yes. And then when you sit with the guests, you can feel like you're just like, why am I doing this? What's happening over here? And then when you get in the guests, you're fine.
Yeah.
But this is, you're very conscious of the intro, I think.
Yeah, very conscious. Yeah, I never know. I feel like it has to be perfect. And it often is not. But it's fine when you're speaking to a guest because it's just free flowing.
I'm sorry, but are you saying that my intros are perfect?
No. Okay. Did not say that at all. No.
All right, well, how are you doing this
week? They just sound all right. I'm good. So I heard that you have been driving a new car for the last few weeks.
I have.
And what is this car? Tell us.
Oh, yeah. So I've been driving the Honda Accord currently.
Ooh.
So it's been sent to me to review. And so I've been driving around. It's been only been a few days so far. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's different.
It's nice having a new car as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that has its part to play in this story, of course, because I drive a car that's a few years old.
Yeah.
So there's the whole like new feel to it, which is great. It's a really nice car, by the way. I mean, it's a lovely sedan. The shape and stuff, it's changed a lot since I remember the Honda Accords of like a few years ago.
Decades.
Decades even. And then this one also has like a sport mode and all of this fun stuff. Like, so they're pushing on the sport thing this year. So yeah, I've been driving around the car and it's been fun.
Able to start racing with me soon. No.
I don't think I want to race you anywhere at all, ever. But yes.
I'm a brilliant driver. Listeners, I am an amazing driver.
I mean, people can infer what they want from what I said. But it's been a fun experience so far. I'll be sharing some more like once I'm done with the review and kind of like sharing more videos and other things. But yeah,
it's been so check fun. Out his videos. I'll put it on the social media as well. So anyway, do you want to know what we're going to talk about today?
Is it the thing that you step on and wince in pain a lot when you're a parent?
Yes. Well, I wince in pain a lot when I'm dealing with children's rooms. But yes, it is Lego.
So, you know, last week we were talking about my email. We did an update on my email service.
Yeah.
And I was talking about the screener and how like I get these emails. Sometimes they're new and then it goes into this little spot. And literally last week, I got an email. Well, okay, like maybe 10 days ago.
Right.
I got an email from the local Lego distribution agency, whatever. But yes, about how they have Lego versions of the Friends rooms.
Really?
Yes. Which I thought was just like, I was like, okay, I want Legos now. Because you can actually recreate, Monica Chandler's apartment and Joey and Chandler's apartment, the original one.
And Monica and Rachel.
Monica and Rachel, but now then it became Monica and Chandler's apartment. Yes. So.
Then where did Rachel live? She lived with Chandler, Joey?
For a while, yes.
And then she lived with
Ross. She lived with Ross first, then eventually... And yes, she lived with Joey, then lived with Ross for a little bit. Then obviously the whole Mona thing happened. And then she moved back into Joey's house. Or Joey's apartment.
Yes, because they were like... okay, sorry, let's not talk about Friends. Great reunion, by the way. Anyway...
If you haven't watched this, you can check it out. I think...
So yes,
but this is not a TV review show.
But it's funny you talk about Lego. So since lockdown finished last year, and I've been going to people's houses, I've seen more and more Lego. Like there was always Lego with kids, which I had to deal with, but this has been adults.
Well, I just gave you a good example of why an adult would want a Lego set.
But it's been a double thing. So it's been adults from the 20s, 30s. Doing Lego, a lot of people doing Lego during the COVID and
lockdowns and stuff.
You know, others were painting, others were knitting, people were doing Lego. So I had, one client created from freeform bricks, created cities from around the world. So there's all these cities everywhere.
Right.
And now his partner's come and gone, I can't take all of these cities in my room. Like, you have to get these out of the apartment. Right. I'm like, yeah, I'll keep them for a while, put them in a glass case. So there's been that. But then there's also been the kids from my kind of generation, you know, the Star Wars generation.
Right.
Although especially men who have become really into all the Star Wars Lego. Now, they're a bit into it. Like, my brother is obsessed with Star Wars, and he's been doing the Star Wars Lego for a long, long time, like since we were kids. Like, but and buying them over the years, and the Death Star or whatever, what they're all called. So he's got all of them, right? But this has become even more. So there's even more Star Wars stuff out there, and more people are buying it, and they're not cheap. Like, these sets are...
There's been a spew, like a slate of new ones that have come out over the last couple of years, both because obviously the Star Wars franchise is kind of upping their game again and getting back into it. And then they're releasing obviously all of this stuff with partnership with Lego. So there's been a whole... Like, I mean, now I remember like all the pre-COVID where I walked into a Lego store. It was full of Star Wars. There was an entire section.
Yeah,
there is. Like different Star Wars
things. But there's even more stuff now. And of course, there's Mandalorian. So there's even more things from the Mandalorian... worlds and stuff like that. But all these people from like my generation growing up have become even more obsessed with Star Wars Lego. So that's become a thing. So there's not, and if you have kids and then a big kid, i.e. your husband or your wife, because there are women as well who are into this big time, you've got Lego everywhere and it's driving people insane. So, you know, I've had to organize it for people, and it's hurt many a foot and hand and the Lego gets to lots of places and can hurt you in a lot of ways. But I love Lego. I grew up with Lego. I even went on a course about how to use Lego to help you in your business. Like, they have Lego workshops. It's amazing. Lego is amazing. I love the movies as well. But anyway.
So the question today then is, we're dealing with all this Lego.
Yes.
And so what... Even though I might know the answer to this, I'm going to ask you the question anyway. How do you go about dealing with this? Do you have a solution, or do you just advise everybody to become Legos fans and just stop complaining?
There's solutions, but there's various different solutions. So we're going to talk about the different solutions to organize it. It's different for everyone. And that's the thing that I discovered when I went on this Lego course, that everybody uses Lego in a different way and has different ways of interacting with it, building with it. You can use it for so many different things. Like, people are using it for team building, and then you have the kids that are using freeform bricks to build anything from their imagination. Then you have the sets. There are so many ways to use Lego in your day-to-day life, and there's a documentary on Netflix about a Lego house that's been built in Denmark. So everyone has a different way of using it. So this is just suggestions on how to deal with the Lego in your house. It's not definitive. People are different. So you might have different ways of dealing with them. So don't, you know, leave comments of how you deal with the Lego, but you know, you might have different ways, but it'll be good to hear what other people have as well. So first of all, see how you and your family interact with Lego. So if you don't use Lego, don't look at yourself, but look at your kids. Do they use? Do they build by sets, or do they build by freeform bricks? So, as I said, this client created from freeform bricks cities. Other people have the sets, the Star Wars sets, the My Little Pony. There's, you know, all these Frozen. There's a big. Everyone has the kids have the Frozen Lego set as well. And so, look at that and see how that is set up, and when. And are they building, when they're looking for the bricks, are they looking by shape or by color? You know, and what do the pieces stand for? You know, are they, and which ones are used the most often as well? So you'll see that from watching how people interact with the bricks. And of course, it's different from the ages as well. So when they're younger, they might be just building houses. When they get older, it'll be more complicated. So first, understand how they use the bricks and how they organize, you know, how they interact with the bricks before you do anything. Then look at how to organize it. So if it's by sets, you can either put it back into their boxes. So if they haven't finished it and they're still using it, put it into boxes, or you get clear boxes and then you can put the whole set into clear acrylic boxes. So they can see it with the you know, with the manual of how to set up the sets. So that's a good way to do it for the sets, right? If it's freeform bricks, you could do it by color. So I've had that with clients that they've done, you know, in big boxes that they've put under the bed. So they've put, say, red and orange in boxes together, and then blue and green and blah, 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 you know. So you can do it like that, because most of the colors are they're primary base colors. It's not like Crayola, like there's millions of different versions of the color. It's like one main color, right? So, you know, so a lot of people do that. So especially with kids, you know, rooms, because of the lack of space, if you get those under under the bed storage boxes that you can get, say, from IKEA. You can, and they're divided in half, so you can have one side. You know, they have.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, because a lot of, I've seen a lot of people do that, right? They get the divider ones and then just divide the different colors, yeah. And that's how they stack yeah. them. And I've seen some. I think there are some organizers that are specifically for blocks. I mean, they don't sell it for Legos yeah. per se, but like for blocks that allow you to just categorize them in different
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, Lego does have it. They have Lego boxes yeah. that you can get. You can get it in the Lego shops or in. I think it's in Home Center or somewhere that you can get in various places and Amazon. Sure. But that's more for just throwing everything into the box. It's not divided. So if your kids are very pedantic about the colors because they need it for their different, right. you know, creations, they need it by color, then you can do it by color. So, you know, I had these three boys, and they were really into their Lego. Like the oldest was into the sets,
right.
but the other two were doing it by colors, but they were all very obsessed and building fantastic pieces. But the mum was like, no, they need to do it by color because that's how they build their pieces. So that's a great way to do it. So the under the bed solution is great. There's also, I've seen, carts, you know, those trolleys
yeah.
with various drawers. And sometimes they're different color drawers, so you can easily put the Lego into those drawers based on the color. Or you can label it and say, this is this color, this color, this color. But that's good because then, you know, you can cart it around. So whether you're doing it in the dining room or living room or the playroom, you can take that cart of Lego with you to that space. And then you can put them back in there. And there could be special drawers just for sets. So if they're still building, say, the Frozen set, that could be that tray in the cart. So that's a good way to do it. But there's just so many different solutions. So you can look on Pinterest, you know, or on Instagram. If you just put the hashtag of Lego, you can see all the different ones. And then, you know, the next thing to think about is what do you do once you build them? So it's fine if it's free form, like playing around. You know, and I've had clients that have requested to have, we've bought a dining table and then put the bases on the dining table, like stuck them on. And then the kids have just built things on
right.
the table. So the yeah. dining table, like in their playroom, the dining table is the Lego snap place. And then they move that sets somewhere else for show later. And so you could do the same with the Star Wars, you know, right. sets and stuff. But what do you do with all these sets once you built them? You know, like people put them in random places on windowsills, on bookshelves. So if you have amazing sets, you can buy like a glass cabinet to put these sets into this glass cabinets. So you can get, you know, from IKEA, there's ones that are pure just glass, and that's great. So you can see all the Lego sets, and you can use it also for souvenirs that you get from holiday as well. So it's not just for your Lego, but you could use it, for other things as well. And if you get fed up with putting Lego sets, you can use it.
As a cabinet.
Yeah. So that's a good thing to do as well. So yeah, so that's my main tips for dealing with your Lego. So, you know, see how you use it, categorize it, whether it's by sets, by colors, by shape, then organize it using storage solutions that work for you. So whether that's a cart with loads of trays, under storage, clear boxes, you choose what works for you and your family, because you also want to make it easy for them to access the Lego as well. And then finally, when you want to display it, see how you want to display it. If you don't want it to be messy and just lying around everywhere, get a cabinet to show them off as much as possible.
Well, that sounds good. So yeah, we'd love to hear how you guys are dealing with your Legos. And if you've displayed something that's really cool, send us pictures. I think it'll be fun to yeah. see what people are creating with Legos. A lot of nostalgia for, I'm sure, all of us as kids as well. You can talk to Shalina about all your Lego needs and your decluttering needs at DeclutterMe. That's at DeclutterMe. And also visit DeclutterMe.com for more. And we'll see you again next week.
Bye.